God's perfect sense of timing shouldn't surprise us. And he also has a sense of humour, I think, because I actually planned the passages for this term back before Christmas, and before Christmas chose a title for today, What Are You Worried About? And that seems particularly apt for this morning, now that we find ourselves contemplating change. Derek also pointed out with a bit of a smile, I think, in his email, the title of our first song this morning, All I Once Held Dear. Because it's when the things that we hold most dear are threatened that we feel that we worry the most. It's what our hearts treasure. What our hearts treasure is where we are most vulnerable to worry, because we treasure those things. So what are you worried about? Not just to do with church, but what are you worried about? What keeps you awake at night? What gets your stomach tied in a knot? What goes round and round ceaselessly in your mind so that you can't let go? You never find any peace. What do you treasure in your heart? Just yesterday, I read in the newspaper that three children in every classroom, so that must be about one in ten, 10% of school children suffer from anxiety disorders over issues like self-image, peer pressure, and what's called these days FOMO, fear of missing out. And adults are no better. In 2015, there were 60 million prescriptions for antidepressants in the UK, 5 million for Valium and diazepam. Now, clearly, some of those are for clinical reasons and not for emotional support, but depression and anxiety are widespread amongst us. And as Christians, we're not immune from that. So, is Jesus being totally unrealistic and out of touch with who we are when he says, "Don't worry"? How can we not worry? Just saying, "Don't worry," might actually make us feel more worried because we don't feel capable of not worrying. It puts us under pressure. But take courage. The very fact that Jesus says not to worry tells us that we're created with the capacity for a worry-free life. You have the capacity for a worry-free life. And the fact that Jesus tells us not to worry shows that he understands that actually we do worry. So how do we get from worrying to not worrying? Jesus doesn't just give a negative command in this passage, and we will come to the passage in just a moment. He doesn't just say, do not worry, but he also gives a positive to put in the place of worry. But seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. That place that worry would occupy within us can be filled instead with actively seeking God and his kingdom. And the Message paraphrase puts a verse from Philippians 4 like this: it's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the centre of your life. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the centre of your life. In today's passage, which Judy read to us in the first part of our service, Jesus issues an invitation to us to trust God. an invitation to let that trust displace the worry that would otherwise preoccupy us. To trust in God's love for you, to trust in God's provision for you. And Jesus says it's all a matter of the heart, because it's a matter of what we treasure in our heart. And until we treasure the right things, we won't be able to access that worry-free life that we were created for. We are on page 971 in the Church Bibles, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, where Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Do not store up treasures for yourself on earth. What have you invested in? Earthly investment, says Jesus, and we know this is true, they're subject to decay, whatever they are. Decay from bugs and burglars, he suggests here, but more commonly in our time, it's from market downturns or property wear and tear. Things don't last. Heavenly investments are free from decay, says Jesus. They continue to accumulate interest. Not that there's anything wrong with putting something aside for a rainy day. In Proverbs, we're actually told to do that. It's actively encouraged. But there's a problem once our investments become our treasure. Because Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our investments become our treasure when they rule over our hearts. And it's in our hearts then that anxiety is born when those things we treasure are threatened. If you've no emotional attachment to something, then you won't really worry about it. I'm not saying that emotions are wrong, but it depends on where they are invested. Invest them in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus says, for verse 24, you cannot serve both God and money. There's a big ouch here, because a lot of us are constantly walking a tightrope, balancing serving God on one hand and looking after our financial interests on the other. Actually, I think it feels more like a balancing act. Balancing God and money and job and family and church and having fun and friends. But Jesus doesn't call us to balance our interests in earth and in heaven. He sets them as alternatives. And he calls us to choose between them. To choose between storing up treasure on earth and storing up treasure in heaven. To choose between fixing our eyes on what is good, on that which brings light into our lives, and fixing our eyes on what is bad, that which brings darkness into our lives. And to choose between serving God and serving money. Because he says we can't serve both. We can't have our cake and eat it. And if we would make good choices, if we would store up treasure in heaven, if we would fix our eyes on that which is good, if we would serve God, then our hearts will be set on the right things. And if our hearts are in the right place, then worry has no place left to go. If all our investment is in God's hands, then there is no safer place to be. God can be trusted. Therefore, verse 25, therefore, I tell you, should never just look at this passage about not worrying, which starts in verse 25, without first having considered wherefore the therefore. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life or about your body. In down to 31, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Do not worry, because your treasure, if your heart is right before God, your treasure is in the right place. You can trust God for looking after that investment. Do not worry. Imagine what your life would be like without worry. Jesus is saying, yes, you have the capacity to live life without worry. Jesus says that if we make good choices, then there'll be no place left for worry or anxiety. If we're focused on storing treasure in heaven and not on earth, if we're fixing our eyes on what is good and not the rubbish around us that this world would chase after, if we're serving God and not money, then do not worry, but seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness. There's no place for worry if your treasure is invested in heaven. If the place of worry in your heart is actually filled with trust in God. If rather than investing your treasure on earth, your heart on earth, you're investing your heart in heaven. Paul gives good advice in Philippians 4 again. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Why is prayer an antidote to worry? Because if we've left everything in God's hands, we can trust him. He's faithful, isn't he? We were singing just then, Lord, you have been good to me. Why should we doubt he's going to be good in the future? He's been faithful in the past. Why should we doubt that he'll be faithful in the future? Don't let worry take root. Turn your worries into prayer and then trust God for the outcome. In the Message paraphrase, Eugene Peterson, we'll get to that bit in a minute. Eugene Peterson puts it like this: don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And then he goes on, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the centre of your life. He goes on, summing it all up, friends. I say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. In other words, seek first God's kingdom. Fill the place of worry with all that is good. Fix your eyes on what is good. Invest in heaven. You do have the capacity for a worry-free life if you put God first and trust him to meet all other needs. If you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these other things which we worry about will be added, will be given to us as well. If you identify the main thing in your life and keep the main thing, the main thing. Let's just have a moment of stillness, and in the silence, I invite you to identify the one thing that worries you most at the moment. Let's just be still before God and be honest with him I like that confession we had earlier from Alistair about being honest before God and identifying the thing that worries you most at the moment. And now let's take Paul's advice. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Let's just take those things that worry us and turn it into prayer. And now let's seek God's kingdom rule in that place of worry. Let's seek first his kingdom in that place where we would otherwise worry. Let's hand over the outcome of that prayer that we've just prayed to God. Let's put our trust in him. Let's allow his kingdom rule into that area of our lives. Father, hear the prayer we offer. Not for ease that prayer shall be, but for strength, that we may ever live our lives courageously. Give us the courage to trust you and to let go of worry. Where we need to set aside something that has had the place of treasure in our hearts, give us the courage to set it aside. And in its place, help us to treasure the things that are important to you and to your kingdom. For we ask it that we may live lives that bring glory to Jesus. Amen.